Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN this Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you this evening. It is March 9th, and it's a pleasure to be here and a privilege. So thank you for coming and joining with us this evening and bringing your faith and just the indwelling spirit of the Holy Spirit that is within you and upon you. That is a spirit of glory, of power, and of might, and a sound mind that he has given you and dispensed upon you. So we thank him for joining us together this evening. As we pray, Lord, and just lift up your holy and majestic name, we thank you, Father, that you just continue to speak. You continue to reveal, God, and you continue to make yourself known to all people, God, and to humanity, Father. We thank you for the Lamb who was slain. We thank you for the glory of your name, and may it be received on earth as it is in heaven. And we thank you, Father. We just esteem and magnify your name, Lord. We dedicate this evening unto you, Lord, for we are your vessels, and we come in faith and come according to your word, and hearing the whispers and the wind of the Holy Spirit. May it sweep us away, and may it take us to places that you desire us to, God. Even let it be an updraft, God, just taking us up higher into your realm, Father, and to the things seated with you, Lord. We thank you for your understanding, Lord. You would enlighten our eyes and our hearts and minds with your spiritual gifts and revelation, God. And we thank you, Lord, really, you would just continue to speak and to flow in Jesus' name. And may you receive all the glory, God. I just come, God, and ask, Lord, that you would have your will and your purposes even through my this evening, God, through my time, Lord, the gift, God, that you've given, Lord, and the dedication unto you, God. May you be seen and known in your fullness, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you for every listening ear, Lord, that you would bless them and their household, God. We thank you for those who have faithfully listened and participated with PGN, God. We thank you, God, and just pray an increase and a multiplication unto them, God, and Lord, that just in the promises of God and the thing that they're believing for them and their household, God. We thank you, Lord, for meeting us here, and may you're just your spirit and your power and your anointing sweep us away this evening in Jesus' name. It'll sweep us higher and to you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you again for joining us. It's Tuesday evening, and this is Deborah. Hey, I wanted to share a few things I've seen the Lord doing this week, and I realized as I was writing it out and kind of putting in order, which is, you know, when you sit in faith and it says to come into faith, it's in Hebrews when it talks about sometimes when you're writing or journaling, even writing out a dream, you're doing that in faith and you're being very still before the Lord, right? So you're coming with a sincere heart in faith, and then he begins to speak in that. So it's interesting because even right before the blog talk started, he laid a song on my heart of being Amazing Grace by Phil Wickham. So if we have time later, I'll play just a snippet of that. But I do mention it so that you can maybe play that on your own during your own time and your own worship time this week. So I was talking with a friend this past week, and just spontaneous conversation, haven't spoke to her in a while. And she mentioned that she had been attending a prayer meeting at a church within the city. It was a larger church. And there was a lot of people, she made mention that there were a lot of people coming together in this prayer meeting, and they are from different churches and different denominations and such. And she was just saying how there is such a unity there in the spirit in this prayer meeting. And I said, you know, it's interesting because, as you know, those that have listened to me on PGN know that we actually go to two churches that we're kind of committed to, because my son-in-law is a pastor of one church. So we're kind of at both right now, but I know it's the Lord, and I know that how he moves, you know, and I don't have a religious spirit, and God is, you know, anyways. So, but what I've seen, what I was telling her and what I wanted to say is, I have seen the Lord give the same message at both of the churches on the same Sunday, which is really incredible. And definitely whenever I attend, the Lord is speaking, and they're just, the Spirit of the Lord is there. There's a richness in his word. And just even last week talking about how his word itself has light and life, and the depths of it, and it being, you know, imbued unto us, you know, should cause things to come alive, and to, you know, that light and that life being spoken to our spirit when we hear the word of God, when it's being taught correctly, accurately, to the body of Christ. So anyways, so we thought that was like, this unity is happening in the spirit, through the body of Christ, right? We're still, you know, all of us, you know, are walking through different things at different times, and still walking through some trials and tribulations, and even heartache at some cases with natural family and spiritual family, you know, within that those two things are existing as well. But we see the Lord orchestrating this bringing together and starting, you know, like these pillars within the city, foundational pillars of his saints coming together and his spirit speaking as one throughout the city. At least I'm seeing it here. Maybe you all have a notion of the same thing within the state or region or cities where you are dwelling as well. Or maybe the Lord has had you been praying about such things or praying into that as well. So what happened was, well, let me just tell you. So what happened out of that was, I mean, I didn't put that together until I was putting my notes. The Holy Spirit reminded me of that. That Holy Formation, because all of this goes together. So for some time now in Ephesians 3, and I've mentioned it here, and it's probably been at least a year that I've mentioned this before when I pray for people, or the Lord puts it on my heart, this particular passage in Ephesians 3. And also, you know, I know that I've encouraged people here to pray for their, to pray Ephesians 3 over their family, or their loved ones, those that they have concern with, or bringing back, you know, bringing back to the Lord, or coming, really knowing to come to know the Lord, as he talks about in his height and depth and length and width, and really experiencing the Lord. And I've mentioned that before to be in the Amplified. If you read that in the Amplified, it really directs that out more and more and more. Well, excuse me, the Lord put it on my heart in Ephesians to, because in let me just read in the NIV. I'll read right now in the NIV, Ephesians 14 through 20. It says, for this reason, but it, Paul, this is Paul talking to us, right, and his richness that he talks in prayer. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, for whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power before all the Lord, before all the Lord's holy people, to grasp, or some versions say comprehend, how wide, long, high, and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you might be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. And so the Lord, and that to him who is able to do immeasurably more all that we can ask or imagine, according to this power that is in work, that is at work within us. To him be glory to the church and Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. So this it is at work in us. It is at work within us. So this, the Lord showed me this, that all, because of all family is derived on heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, right, and derived from him. And he showed me on occasion, part I've never really shared before, because I even asked him tonight, are you sure I have to share this? Are you sure you want me to share this part? Because, you know, when you have something personal between you and the Lord, and it's just very sweet and tender, and like, you know, it's just between the two of you. And that's why I was hesitating. But the where it says I kneel before the Father, or I bow my knee, or I kneel before the Father. Well, the Lord has asked me several times in church and to show me, you know, when he prompts and lays it upon my heart to kneel before him, and that I'm really doing it and declaring that he is my Father and I belong to his family. You know, I'm his servant, I'm his daughter, and all of that. But literally, when I bow my knee, it's to my Father in heaven, and that I only belong to him. It's like a declaration and an allegiance at the same time that I'm declaring before him. And he also prompts me at different times, like, will you bow before me? Will you kneel? And, you know, sometimes it's challenging. Sometimes, you know, I just don't even think about it and just do it. I just try to be quick to obey. Well, this past Sunday, I was in service, and one of the latter songs of worship was He is Worthy of It All. And that particular song is something that I played for my father-in-law when he was passing. And he was the last few weeks of his life. But prior to that, the very first time that I recall playing it for him, we were both sitting on his back porch before they moved here, and we just shared a moment with that, and it was actually very sweet and very tender. And the Lord has used my father-in-law in many different ways to actually heal my heart and be a representation and a vessel, really, of God's goodness on earth as it is in heaven, and really to restore some things in my heart. And just him being a good father, like he was almost like this pastoral father over his family. And even at his funeral, people would give evidence to that and testimony to that, how he was with them, and how restorative and patient and kind and loving his nature was, that it even restored things in them from their own families as well. So it's very unique, okay? So not just me, but it was very personal being his daughter-in-law. So during this song, I was thinking of my father-in-law. It always moves my heart, you know, because I miss him. But then the Lord was asking me to kneel, you know, and that I belong to, it's the heaven, my heavenly Father, it, you know, is my supreme Father, primary Father. And just as some things were going on there during that song, you know, in my heart with that, him speaking on earth as it is in heaven, yada, yada. And then, you know, it says, well, you are worthy of it all. And I said, Lord, is there anything more that I need to give you? Like, is there anything more that I need to give you? And he said, he wanted me to give him another offering before the service transition. So I asked the Lord how much, and he said, will you give me a dime? Okay, a dime. And I said, yes, Lord, I'll give you a dime. And I didn't even look in my wallet, but I was just talking. Okay, he was speaking, and I was responding. Yes, Lord, I'll give you a dime. And I almost seen the dime and the lettering on the side, and I was thinking, does that say Liberty? But like in my mind's eye, okay? And I'm thinking, does that say Liberty there? And so I said, yes, Lord, I'll give you a dime. So I sat down and I opened my wallet. I didn't even know if I had a dime, but I had already said yes. And so I was assuming I was going to find one. So I opened my wallet and I was looking. And, oh, I'm sorry. After I said yes, and I opened my wallet to find the dime, And he said, and will you set it on the step? Okay, so there's like a little offering plate you can, or dish you can go up and put your offering during worship in the offering dish. Or, so next to the dish is it's on the steps. But the Lord said, will you put it on the steps? And I remember just thinking, okay, well, I've already said yes, but if that's where you want it, like, that's where I'll put it. So I was like, okay, I'll put it on the steps. I'm thinking, that's a little, that was a little challenging. So I was like, okay. And then as I got the dime out, I said, Lord, do you want John to participate in this? I just felt like God's goodness and his smile on it, and said, like, if you've got another dime, yes, you know? And so, and there was another one sitting there. So inside my wallet thing, and that's all I've seen inside the little pocket there. And so then I told my husband really quick, like, hey, I think we're supposed to go lay this dime on the altar. He's like, really? You really think so? And I said, yeah, I really do. So I told him later, your reward's probably going to be greater than mine, because you just did it at the word, you know, at the word of the Lord, according to the word of the Lord. And so anyways, we went up there, and I actually just ended up bowing before the Lord, which normally we don't do there. Bowed before the Lord, set the dime on the steps, and I really felt like it was something for the church. The Lord was about to do something for the church. It was for the church body, and even beyond just locally, but even more so than that. So I set the dime down, and you know, we said a short prayer, but I remember praying for the church. Don't remember specifically what else I said. We got up, went back to our seat. It was a little awkward. Anyways, but definitely done in obedience. And then, I didn't feel like I was supposed to share anything. Like, the Lord didn't say, go. But I felt there was something with the symbolism on the dime as well. But the Lord didn't continue to speak everything to me. I just did that. When I went back to my seat, the song was still playing. I began to physically shake, like the power of God, his presence and power was on me. And my left hand, and I can't remember, because when I was just sharing that, I'm trying to remember if I set that dime down with my left hand or not. Don't remember exactly, but my left hand just began shaking, like really shaking. And then in the center of it, was very warm. You know, there was a heat in the palm of my hand. And so later that night, there was a revelation that came. So I knew there was some sort of mystery to the obedience and the power of God coming, and that he was very pleased with that. And I haven't even put all the pieces together. Maybe he'll show me a scripture and bring it forth, you know, in a greater way. But later that evening, I had joined another, watching something online, and a revelation came through with the same verse. And when he started talking about Ephesians 3, I was like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe this. And this is what he was saying. Okay, so I want to draw a little bit more of what he was saying, the revelation that was shared that night. And then as I put my notes together, the Lord even gave me more revelation, like another piece to it. Okay, so I just want to bring this forth, and I really do believe the Lord, this is to be heard for this hour and for this generation, because as I was getting ready and then I was trying to log on, I was having a little bit of weirdness with our Wi-Fi, which we have not had anything. We were just talking about how wonderful the Wi-Fi has been here since we've lived better than we were at our house. It's better here at the apartment. So, it says this, is that when Paul was saying this and bringing this forth, this was actually a prayer strategy, you know, a prayer that he was giving us some insight to that we could utilize, And really what he was saying is that everything comes from the riches of his glory. Okay, everything that's brought forth from this, in verse 16, is from the riches of his glory, right? His grace, his power, the Spirit, everything is being flown from the riches, flown out of F-L-O-W, glory. And this riches means wealth, legacy. It's more than just money, but it's wealth and legacy, and it's big. So it's everything that belongs to him that he gives us, and he does give us his glory. You know, Moses said, show me your glory, and he gave goodness. He gave his goodness to him, you know, and showed him out of the glory, the goodness of God. And so so from the riches comes strength. And from the strength, you have power, which is that dunamis power, right, where it's accessible within us. But the power is accessible within us. But the strength is contributing to the power source. And so this is what he was saying, is that the strength, we need to pray for God's strength and that we would be strengthened. And so we began to pray this, and I'm even beginning to, you know, as praying this even over loved ones that I have been praying for that would experience the love of God, I'm now beginning to pray that they be strengthened. And even myself, just praying, Lord, strengthen me, okay, that we would be strengthened and not even having the full revelation on it, but going in part and moving in part. So this word strength is actually used four times in the New Testament that refers to this. And it does primarily, let's see, it's all, you know, he said it was from Luke 1 and Luke 2. So he was talking about John the Baptist and, So anyways, it's in the New Testament. It also reveals what God is revealing to his church is the wisdom or the grace for his agenda. So in his agenda, he actually has on your life as well for the purposes to participate in the church and in the manner in which he's designed you to. Out of this flow of strength, God is going to reveal his wisdom and his grace to you for it. And so the he was also mentioned in Elijah talking about intercession. And Elijah, you know, Elijah 18:1, where it says, after after a long time in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah. So he's saying, when the word of the Lord comes to you and the Lord reveals something to you, just like the Lord revealed in part, Ephesians 3, just to kneel before him. That was the word of the Lord that came to me. And I was just being faithful and obedient with the part I knew and to be faithful to him and to obey him in that. And that's all I knew, and that's all I did. But I knew there was something more to this passage. And then when I heard this teaching, this gentleman was saying, he had prayed over it for years that there was something more to this passage. I just thought this was the wildest thing. And him, you know, highlighting being strengthened. And I thought, okay, well, now I have a new revelation on this. And I'm going to pray, and I'm going to utilize what I just heard and what I just learned, because it is according to the word, and to pray, right? This isn't, Paul isn't saying now do, like, you know, it's not a matter of holiness, get rid of this for this or replace this, let go of this or renounce this or repent of this. No, he's talking about diving into the things of the Lord, what the Lord's provided for us through his riches and his glory, and how it's going to be manifolded on earth, you know, and to take place, and that there's a deeper place within this love to be expressed and for us to know. And apparently Paul could not be, I mean, Paul, right, wrote this under the influence of the Holy Spirit, but he must have also experienced this to a degree and to a level also. So asking the Lord and diving in further for more. So when the Lord comes to you, you know, even outside of this passage, but showing you something more in revelation or in truth, okay, right? So when the word of the Lord comes to you, then you take that and you be obedient to it. Okay. And so he did. He did, because it said, go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land. Okay. So he went to present himself to Ahab. He did his part, and then the Lord was going to send the rain on the land. But Elijah had to pray, right? He prayed 7 times. That was his warfare. His warfare was prayer. Okay, but he did the obedient thing, and he moved on the word of the Lord and what he knew and was obedient to that. And then the Lord was going to come through and do his part, right? So he did warfare in the heavens for the will of God to be done, for the will of the Lord to be done. And we likewise can pray to the heavens that the will of God in our lives would be done, right? Just like in the Lord's Prayer, let thy kingdom come and their will be done. And I'm praying for the strength and that we would have the wisdom. And I believe even this dime that was placed on the steps of the church, that this dime, right, represents so much, really. It's the smallest and the thinnest of coins and representation. It also can be like a tenth, like the first fruit or a tenth, you know. And in Psalms 37, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delights in his way. And I believe when we walk in the ways of the Lord, hence on these steps, the Lord delights in that when we do things his way, you know, and when we're in unity, right? My husband just said yes. I mean, if it was the other way around, it probably would feel even more stretching to me, you know. So that's why I told him, you're probably going to get the bigger blessing out of this. So there was indeed the word, as you probably know, liberty, right on the side of that. And I thought that was... you know, there's a scripture on the Liberty Bell, even. You can look that up. And then on the back, there's three symbols. And from left to right, and in this order, it's the torch represents light and even religious event, right? Which I think is awesome. And then the oak branch represents strength, which is what we're talking about tonight, and even oaks of righteousness, and oaks of righteousness bear fruit. Oak trees bear fruit, and they're acorns. They are continually, it's like generationally, these acorns are just multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. Okay. So glory be to God. So then I was praying, and I was want to look up the word obedience, because there is a mystery to it. So I looked up and I said, well, you know, there's got to be a maybe more, you know, 21st century version of the word obedience, or what does it mean? You know, how to draw this up? Well, obedience is in scripture 14 times. And I looked that up. One being in Hebrews 5, so I'm not going to talk all about that, but in Hebrews 5, if you can read that yourself, the 5:8, it says, and they're talking about Jesus. Though he was the Son, he learned obedience through the things he suffered. So if Jesus, and I just even stopped there, because Jesus is our supreme, example in this. And so I looked, I did, there was no, okay, it says obedience rendered to anyone's counsel, obedience shown in observing, any of the requirements and Christianity. So there was real no in the Greek when I looked it up. No, it just said to obey, obedience, obey. I mean, it was all, there was no other words to draw out of that. But I did look it up in the Webster, and it says compliance with an order, a request or law of submission to another's authority. Okay. And then as I was praying, the Lord said, look up the number 14, because obedience is in there 14 times. So I thought, okay, yeah, that makes sense now that you mention it. So the Passover, this is what it literally is in the thing. Passover, this is a season we're about to enter into. Passover begins this month, March 17th through April 4th, which is Easter Sunday. That is the Passover time. So I really believe there's a significance here and that we can begin to walk out. And even the odd things that the Lord are seemingly odd, but they are spiritually in abundance to what he's doing, to pouring himself out. So it has to do with Passover, deliverance, salvation, double anointing, a measure of spiritual perfection, fear of the Lord, of feasting and rejoicing. Okay, so the spiritual perfection we also see in verse 19 that says that you will be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And I believe we can be praying that as well. You know, Lord, fill us to the, and the intent that you had to fill us with the measure of the fullness of God. Let it be, God, all every place in me, all the places you intended for your indwell, you know, for you to dwell to the fullness within me. God, have your way. God, strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord. It's in the church, God, that we are prepared, Lord, that we act in obedience at every word that you say. When the word of the Lord comes to us, we go and we do and we act on that, God. And then you will come through with your part, Father God. It's just the mystery of our obedience, God. But our faith, God, let it bring the fire of God, just like it did with Elijah. And let it come at Passover, God. Let there be great deliverance, great salvations, God, double anointings, Lord, measures and even massive spiritual perfection, Lord, for renewed fear of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this passage and just keep unpacking it and revealing it to us, God. And let your anointing be upon it, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you just for unity and harmony and what you're doing, God, as you're building up the body with pillars, God, with pillars, Lord, that you're doing it, God. And we humble ourselves. We humble ourselves before you in obedience to your will and to your word and to your voice, Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. May we be quick to obey, God, quick to obey in Jesus' name. Thank you. Well, let's open the phone lines. Thank you for waiting, everyone. God bless you. 910-709, good evening.
This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hey, Sylvia, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. I was going to sip the water while you were talking. I thought you were going to say a little more than that. Okay,
that's
good.
Okay.
Good. Okay, let me pray for you, Father. Thank you for Sylvia, God, Lord. I thank you for her heart, God. I thank you for the measure, God, the measure that you've dispensed upon her, God. And I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, I just see I see a measure like a container that things are being kept safe in. And then I also see like a measuring spoon or like those sets of measuring spoons. And more is being measured into you, into your container. More is being measured into you and dispensed into you. But the container is very, while it looks very casual, really its contents are very special and they're very calculated. What's in there, there's no mistake of it. It might look like, to the natural eye, it might look like common, like, oh, all these containers look the same, you know, like these are all flour, that's all sugar. No. The content to the keeper of it is known precisely and is measured accurately and is preserved. Like there's a preservation that is on there and it's being kept. So we thank you, Lord, for that, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the glory of the Lord, God. We thank you, Father. We just thank you, Lord, that you know how to do all things, Lord. You know how to keep, Lord, and to contain and to preserve and to bring forth increase and to bring forth more. God, even in the container that doesn't look like it can hold anymore and it's reached its capacity, the Lord can yet dispense, you know, immeasurably more than we could ask, think, or imagine. So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you. And as I'm saying that, immeasurably more than we can ask, think, or imagine, I'm thinking about, you know, the widow who had the flour and the oil. And, you know, based on the word of the Lord, she acted in obedience, you know, because the word says that Elijah said to go to the town that she lived in and that the Lord had already directed a widow or commanded a widow to supply for him. And she must have had some foreknowledge she was going to be acting in obedience to the word of the Lord. And because of that, immeasurably more was given to her than she could ask, think, or imagine. And her supply obviously never ran dry, but even that is more than we could imagine. I mean, I can't hardly imagine that, you know. I just know it to be true at the word, you know, that the word of the Lord is true, but it is difficult for my mind to imagine that because I want to, but I've never seen it, but I believe it, you know. And so it's like that when the Lord asks us to give. And sometimes, you know, we're like Elijah asked her for water and she was going to go get it. And then he said, will you give me bread? And sometimes that second asking, I know this happens for me too, is more difficult to give out of, okay, hold on, like this is my reserve, you know. And it could be out of our time. It could be out of our, you know, our purposes and what we have, or like, oh, I don't know, I think I gave everything out of that gift, you know, I could have gave, or whatever it might be, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, but asking for a little bit more, like asking for a little bit more, that's a little bit more stretching, and like, I don't know, I thought this was the supply I needed
Do you know what I mean? So now break that,
yes.
Break that supply and give it. And then that's when, you know, so then it was poured forth unto her and poured forth unto her and the supply and immeasurable. And so I see a little bit of the process of that. So I'm not exactly sure. I don't see what on the end of, and maybe it must be something that the Lord, I would imagine, just in context to seeing that, but that the Lord is something revealed to you, and then you give, and then there's like this pressing for that there's something extra or there's something more, whether you were expecting that or not, you know, because he said, Elijah said to the widow, go get me some water, and she was going to go get it, but it was even during a drought. So either she had foreknowledge or she had some preparation where she was saving water, but I don't know how because it wasn't from the rain, you know, but she had access and a provision somehow. And I'm thinking it's through foreknowledge. If the Lord said, I commanded a widow to take care of you, then she already had the foreknowledge of that, you know? But I'm assuming so. So then there's that second thing. And I don't know if you've ever done, like I've done, like, you know, okay, like, you know, here's my gift, Lord. And I'm not even talking monetary thing. I'm saying, like, here's my time. I'm going to help someone paint the house or paint the room or something. And then something happens within that where you end up giving more, or it requires something more from you than what you prepared to give, you know, or what you were preparing. Yeah, so it's just in that second thing. How the Lord is working in us, his fullness, by really like pressing out our attitudes and pressing out whatever needs to come out, you know. But to go back to what I was seeing with you is, but that's like when the blessing comes, the blessing was declared over her. It shall not run dry. You shall not, you know, and it was, you know, immeasurably more than she could ask, think, or imagine. And her provision and her providing. And that is like the fullness of the Lord. Yeah, I would like to see what the fullness, I'm bouncing off of this now. I would like to see, you know, as the Lord show us, show me what the fullness of the measure of the fullness of God looks like, you know, what is that to look like, you know, and that we be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Yeah, I want to see what that looks like. What does that measure look like? That's my question to the Lord. and he can answer me, you know, whether it's in a dream or whatever, you know, because if you ever ask the Lord, what is my gift, Lord? What does my gift look like? What is my gift to the body? You know, and he might not answer you specifically like, okay, well, you are a counselor or you are an evangelist. Well, he might do that. He might give you a dream and actually reveal to you, you know, in different ways. Yeah, what does that look like? And what? So I do, you know, on occasion like to ask the Lord, what does that look like? Because he shows, he likes to talk in parables too, you know, so. Yeah, so anyway, bless you for your container and, you know, just the preservation that the Lord has on that and, yeah, how he's mindful and, yeah, just a keeper over that and measuring more, yeah, actually it's very, very personable and very, not just detailed, but very, like all knowing, you know, like he knows everything that's in the container and yeah, just like he knows all the hairs on our head. This is very precise and, profound, you know?
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, is there anything that you we can agree for in prayer with you?
Oh, yes. I wanted to pray for my friend's daughter, Jennifer, Julia May from Alabama. She calls you sometime where she's back in the hospital again with pneumonia.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. Okay.
I just wanted prayer for Jennifer. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Let's pray for her. Father, we just pray for Jennifer in Jesus' name, Lord. We come to you, Father, and ask that you heal, God, her lungs, Lord, that you would heal and cast out this pneumonia, God, from her body, God, and this infection, Lord, that would try to disrupt her, Lord, her physical body, Lord, and rob from her, Lord, the health that she's gained from your hand and from your heart, Lord, and that you've dispensed upon her, Father God. And we just reclaim that, Lord, now in Jesus' name. We reclaim her health unto you, God, that you would have your preservation and your care over her, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all those who care for her, God, would be instructed with dignity and honor, Lord, and very meticulous, Lord, and how they help her, Lord, with with their timing and with the aspects, Lord, and just being watchful, God, over her care, Lord, to precision and that, God, being very precise and with timing and all, God, we thank you for that, and we ask for your restoration upon her lungs, Lord, and cast out pneumonia from her, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank you for telling me that. I will be praying for her.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay.
And God
okay,
bless you.
Too. Bless you. Thanks. Bye. You too. Bye. Okay. 920-279. Good evening.
Hi. It's Anne from Wisconsin.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Okay. Pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Anne, Father. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I just wanted to say, I was going to say the words stepping up. So I thank you, Lord. I don't know if I've ever prayed that over you before or not, but a stepping up. God, I thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So what I'm seeing is it's kind of like an ancient picture of a step and a step up, but there's also like a glow on it, like a light, and like it's almost like an amber color, and the steps are I don't know if that's kind of like a cement and a brushed, like that brushed bronzy color kind of a thing. And there's a light so that they're not, the entire step isn't in the light, but there's a light glowing on the inside part of the step as you're stepping up. So there's just like that 1 foot there that's stepping up.
So this amber color is almost like a golden color as well. So I'm not sure, this is my longer hesitation, was that, is it gold or is it amber? And the amber color actually represents our faith and has to do with, our faith. And the amount of color, actually, like the circumference of the color of amber, also has to do with faith. And I'm seeing a lot of that color, okay, so that there's a good amount of faith, which is good. And so the golden, I'm not sure if there's anything with money involved in this, or golden, if there has anything to do with an increase of wealth, I'm not sure. So that was where my hesitation was, still hesitation on that part. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this step up, God, or stepping up, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that it would be done in faith, God, as she does that, Lord, and that it would be, Lord, even that mystery of faith, Lord, would just be revealed to her and poured forth on her, God, and that she would have your goodness, Lord, or she certainly would have your pleasure, because the word says without faith, it's impossible to please him. So we know, Lord, that you have your pleasure on that when she acts in faith unto you, Lord. So I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that she would even dedicate that step to you, Lord, and saying, I'm doing this in faith to you, Lord. And you show me the way, God. I take this step. And then you show me the way, God, but I'm doing this in faith unto you. And so, Lord, we thank you for your direction and your guidance, Lord, over her life, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And then there's, that I just seen as I was ending, like, other foot was following. So there's things to follow because of that. When you take that step of faith, then things will follow.
Mm.
Yeah.
Praise
so, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm okay right now. I wanted to make a couple comments. One, I wanted to tell you guys that my grandson is my daughter. She didn't tell me. My daughter's actually not even talking to me. I had worked with her here, and I had sent her a text message just asking her a question, and she got mad and she quit her job. And that's little grandson that I had said he's not talking and that. So, I mean, there's been a lot of warfare this week with her. And so I found out through my other daughter that he's deaf in one ear. He can't hear at all out of one ear. And so they were thinking that maybe some of his speech impediment is because of the deafness in that ear. So his birthday is coming up pretty soon, so I think I'm going to be doing some praying where maybe I'll be able to see him and I can give him, you know, a hat. Or I was thinking, it's really getting warm here now. I mean, we're in Wisconsin, and I think it was 6 feet today. And so I don't know how much of the winter hats he'd be wearing. I mean, we could still have cold weather for a month, but I'm not so sure that's going to happen. So I have been thinking maybe getting a blanket or, a bread spread or something that you're going to have a lot of contact with when he's
at home. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to say that. And then I wanted to make a comment about when you had said that when you put the dime down and how you started to, you know, shake.
Yeah.
It reminded me of 20 miles north of my hometown here in Wisconsin, when I first had gotten saved, about a year after I was born again. It had to be real shortly after I was born again. I went to a church up there on Friday nights, and I didn't know what it was called or whatever, but they called it a revival service. And I remember, you know, it was a first assembly, I think, of God Church. And I had went up to the altar one time, and I was just vibrating. I mean, my body wasn't, but I could feel vibrations all over.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally was so scared. I didn't fall down or nothing, but I just remember when I was at the altar, I mean, it just, I said to the lady, I said, what is that? You, because I didn't know, you know, I was just born again, you know. And she was like,
yeah.
And I said, Is that the power of God living inside of me? And she said, are you born again? And I said, yes, I am. And she said, oh, yeah, that's God. He lives inside of you. And I was just blown away, you know. So that reminded me of when you said that, because, I mean, that God became so real in my life at that point, you know. And, yeah, so that's awesome that when you feel the power of God, you know.
Yeah, that is so cool for you, too. Yeah, at that meeting, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was many years ago, though, already. I'm like, where is those revivals? So come here to Wisconsin, God, you know. But,
it was kind of wild, because it wasn't until I got back to my seat and it started in my legs, and I was just like trembling. And I felt, given a word at church before, it has been a little while, but I felt as I'm speaking and at the altar, I felt that where I'll just like tremble a little bit. But this was like, it started in my legs, and I was like, literally, like, you know, when you put your hands out, like, just at like shoulder level, literally my hand was just like, it was shaking. Like, it looked like, I'm sure someone might thought I was doing, but I wasn't, but it was just shaking visibly.
Yeah.
That's how much it was shaking, you know? And I was like, what is going on? I was like, it's something, the significance of whatever happened. And I don't know if it was just like this mystery of obedience, but whatever that was, God was all over it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can't even, I can't even explain any more than that. Like, I don't have any more revelation or understanding to why that would be. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, it might be just that point of obedience that you knew that something took place, and then that's how he just confirmed it to you through that, you know, that power of that shaking.
That could very well be a part of it. And I think too, actually, why you're saying that, as I'm recalling now too, is that I think that there really is something on it for his church, and the fact that I was doing it to bless his church, do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I took the humility and the act of obedience for his church, and I don't really think it's just literally that's paid in it, you know, but I do feel like it was larger, because then this other scripture came into it, and then some of these things are crossing over within these churches that people are saying. So I really think it's his church, you know, that he's doing throughout the body of Christ. Yeah. And that is, and thank you for saying that and sharing that, because that is why I wanted to share it here, not just because I know the Lord has me move and like a living parable, like a prophetic parable. You know, there's a piece to it that's prophetic and a parable for him and a timing in it is why I say it here. But but I also share it too, knowing that it is for his church and it is for his body. So whatever the listening ear can hear and grasp and grab a hold of to participate in it, and however the Lord would have you participate, you know, then I want that for you too, you know, like I want to rejoice with you. Yes. Yes. For sure.
Thank you. I was wondering, these other churches, are any of them talking about like the year of Jubilee for some people?
I haven't heard the year of Jubilee, but the Lord, I was seeing actually the number 50 not too long ago. It was on something. I can't remember what it was because it was I was out and about, and I remember because I look that, I mean, I look when I'm out. I try to be very present, like with the understanding the Lord's going to speak to me when I'm out. And he'll do that with numbers. But I forget where that was, but I was thinking about that not too long ago. Why do you mention it?
Well, last year at some point, you know, in my quiet time or maybe just going on a walk or a drive, wherever I was, I felt like I heard God speak to me that he was going to restore, and it would be the year of Jubilee for me this year. And, you know, sometimes I just like, oh, you know, because I hear things in the spirit all the time, and sometimes I have no discernment if that was God or not. And so I just say, okay, if that was him, you know, he'll show me. Or like I'm asking you if any of these other churches are talking about Jubilee. Well,
yeah,
I just let it go and, you know, just kept praying and not asking for it or anything. And but I had it in back of my mind. Well, in my daily devotion last week, I opened up and it was Leviticus 25. And I was like, you know, because it's a one-year Bible, so like, I didn't go looking that up, and there it was, you know.
Yeah.
And then he had brought me to that scripture in Ecclesiastic last week, too, before the Jubilee, and where it talks about how men work and work, and then, you know, God decides if he's going to give his money to somebody else or something on that order. And I looked up in the Bible Hub that scripture because, I don't know, some people that have prayed for me in the past had said, you know, you have some money coming. And I was like, well, I don't know anybody. My family's broke, you know. And when I looked up that scripture in Ecclesiastic, it said that, no, it was a commentary, and I don't know who wrote the commentary, and I had gone back to see if I could find it, and I couldn't find it, so I get real irritated when that happens to me. But it said it could be from somebody you don't even know, you know, and or somebody you met, or, you know. But anyway, so I just was wondering about that, you know. Could that be the Lord about the year of Jubilee for me, you know? But then when you prayed for me tonight, I literally 2 days ago heard God say, just take the step. And so this morning I was like, I'm just going to take the step, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. So there's a following after that. Yeah, there's some sort of something follows that. But certainly that's certainly God's heart. But I would just come into agreement with the prophetic word, you know, and receive it as if it's the Lord, you know. It's just like the word of the Lord came to, just like I was saying, the word of the Lord came to Isaiah or not Isaiah, Elijah, and he told him to go, you know, and talk to Ahab, and then he would send the rain on the land. So he had to pray, but that was part of the warning, is that he had to pray 7 times until he's seen the cloud, you know. And but look at after all he had gone through, and the rain had stopped, and he still had to pray 7 times, you know. So there's nothing wrong with taking the word that's come to you, and however that is, whether he speaks to you directly or you hear it, you know, you receive a word of the Lord from someone, and you perceive it to be the word of the Lord. Do you know what I'm saying? Then you,
yes.
I definitely would receive and respond to the word of the Lord, however it's brought to you. When you know that quickening is in your spirit, and like, or that enlightenment or engagement, you know, with the Holy Spirit, then you receive that word and just even say, Lord, I receive your word. And then, you know, even if you just pray into it a little bit more right there, whatever that word was, yes, Lord, I'm trusting you for the jubilee, you know, and the restore, you know, and restoring this and restoring that or whatever, you know, wherever those places of restoration need to be, then I would keep praying and just keep asking, you know. He's not a man that he should lie, you know. And if that's the word, if that's the word he sent, then, you know, may it be fulfilled and purpose and accomplish that which you've sent it, you know. And I'm holding you at your word, Lord. I'm holding you to the integrity of your word. If this is what you spoke, and I mean, that's how you would press in and engage the word of the Lord, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I do have, I just wanted to tell you one more thing, and about, remember that fellow at church that I told you about that, you know, a year ago, God just started doing something, and then I thought, oh, wow, is that guy going to be my husband or whatever, you know?
I do remember.
Okay, like in November, I think it was, wait, this is March. I have to say maybe December or January, the first part of January, I had a dream that we were in the church lounge, and it was him and I, but I wasn't, you know, sitting by him or nothing. And he was in there, and he was on his phone. And I can't remember exactly how it went. He was on his phone, and he texted me, and I said to him, I said, what are you doing or something like that? He goes, I just text you. And I looked at, I picked up my phone and I couldn't see anything. And I was like, I go, what was it? And he goes, it's a link. And I said, oh, it's a link. I said, a link to what? And I woke up. And I had been praying about it, you know, but he sent me a link in a text message.
Okay, so hold on, because sometimes the Lord can give a word, and there's actually like a play on words. And so is there a link? Do you think, is there a link missing between the two of you?
I don't know. I mean,
like as
there
far
could
as
be.
Moving, like as far as moving forward, or like, have you guys gone to coffee, or have you gone anything outside of working on a church thing? Like, is there a missing link? Like, what I'm saying is, like, wherever the next step would be to take the friendship, you know, like a little bit more one-on-one time, or, you know what I mean? Like, okay, this could proceed to something else. Do you get what I'm saying? Like a missing link there. Like, is there a link missing to the progression of this relationship?
Oh, because I couldn't see what it was.
Right.
In the dream.
And it was the word link, meaning like a play on words. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I wonder what it is. Wow.
Well, do you think it's something on his? See, so that is good. I mean, is it something on his part? Or did you miss a cue?
I would say,
like,
I don't know. I don't know. But funny, at church, he on Sunday, I woke up and I said, God, because he went on a mission trip here a while ago, and he had just gotten back, and I was like, I'm just not paying no attention to him. And, of course, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be late to church. Well, that's just a few minutes, like, you know, 3, 4, or 5 minutes or whatever. I'm like, oh, good, then I can just walk in. I don't have to talk to anybody. Here he is at the back door. And I'm late. And I'm like, oh. I just walk in, and I just walk by him. And he's like, hey. And he taps me on the shoulder. He goes, cheer up. Just cheer up. Everything's going to be fine. And I just kept walking. And so then I got done with church and had to go to work, and I come back, and we have fellowship time before church. The whole, you know, church does. And so he sits at my table and he looks at me and he goes, hey, do you use Aquanet? And I go, no. You know what Aquanet is? It's an old time hairspray. Like 1960. And I started laughing so hard. I said, shut up, you know. I was thinking, oh, Lord, you know, why is he going to sit at my table? I said I wasn't going to pay no attention to him, you know. But anyways, it ended up just being hilarious for 45 minutes before church, because there were other things that other people were saying and stuff, and we were just laughing, you know. But I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah. So it's never gone, like, you guys have never gone to coffee. It's always been like the gathering around either serving at church or a church event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I asked him to help me go get something from my daughter's, because she doesn't live in my city. And he's like, he goes on, no, I think if you want, you can use my truck. I was like, okay, that didn't work. So I just gave up there. And that was like 6, 7 months ago already. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, just pray and ask the Lord. Say, Lord, I mean, I would just ask him if there is a missing link, there's something missing, you know, is it on your part? Is it, what can I do, Lord? Is it on my part? Or show me, if it's something that he needs to do done that I missed, then show me what that is so that I can participate, you know, participate in what you would have of this, you know. Relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just ask him to bring that up and, you know, just ask him to reveal whatever else in the dream. You know, what was he trying to communicate? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, like, what was the Lord trying to communicate to you?
I'm sorry, Deborah. On Friday, we had Jason Gray come to our church. And it was phenomenal. And he's in this ministry too, where they sponsor, you know, Christian artists, or we have worship. We have community worship at our church from all different churches. They come and they'll do it at our church. And so he's on the board of that ministry. Him and his friend had asked me to, or his friend, the head director asked me to be on the team to, you know, help whatever, you know, check people in or do whatever. And he was out there in the hallway, and my brother-in-law said, well, my wife is sick. And he said to my brother-in-law, well, you know, it's probably from Ann, because she brought COVID to our church. And he kept saying it until he got a reaction out of me. And I just pushed him out the door and I locked the door, because I was like, just be quiet, get out of here. But, you know, see, that stuff happens. But, you know, I don't know. I guess, well, thank you for that info. I mean, about the missing link, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, just pursue the Lord about that. That's funny. But, yeah, for sure. That's good. Now, wait, let me ask you something about your state. Has your state opened up again? Because we're not doing any type of worship, big worship gatherings here. So your state's allowed
no.
to do that, or do you guys?
Well,
oh.
I don't know. What do you mean by open up? I mean, we have restaurants.
Well, like,
that are open.
Do they still have to space? Do they still have to space the people out so there's big sections between them and wear masks and everything when
oh.
you guys do that?
or
not
in our at our church. In our city, if you go into a public place, a church or a restaurant, it's really odd. I mean, there's places where we had a pet owner get arrested, and because she kept her business open the whole time, and so she had got arrested and thrown in jail. But that was about it, you know, maybe 7-8 months
uh-huh.
ago. But now,
right.
so you can, if they made a clause, if you have a medical reason why you can't wear masks, then you don't have to wear one. But our church holds like 450 people, the sanctuary.
Yeah.
And so we can have those meetings there and they can social distance. And some people wear masks and some people don't.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, right now, as we're talking, the city I live in is holding a board meeting to wear masks, even when the lawmakers say, the legislator says we don't have to, and the Supreme Court or whatever says we're gonna, you know, take that away, that stipulation that you have to wear masks. And the city I live in said, well, we don't care what they say. We want you all to wear masks. So I, you know, and that's going on right now tonight.
Wow, that's puzzling why they would want to. I mean, like, a little confusing, and it seems disorderly if the higher
mm-hmm.
ups
yeah.
say you're free, and then they say, no, we don't want you to be. It seems disorderly,
yeah, no,
you
no.
know.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, they said, and they're not calling these board meetings like boards meetings, like county or city boards, they're calling them corporations. And I was just floored. I was like, because I have been involved listening and speaking, you know, what I think, you know, going against, you know, our freedoms and, you know, having some scientific proof that we shouldn't wear masks because what they cause and this and that. But anyways, I don't want to make this political. You know, but
right. No, I was just curious when you said you had a music artist come in and then your church had gathering. I was just, it just had me curious because of that reason. So that's why I was asking. But you cleared it up. So thank you.
Mm-hmm,
and
thank you
for sharing too about the Lord telling you to step up. So there's definitely something on that. And even the Jubilee thing, when he brings it back to your remembrance, he is reminding you, like, his word is still living. It's still a living word. And he's putting it in
mm-hmm.
your path, you know? Yeah. So.
Yeah, but I just get Lord. Really discouraged. You know, I just, all the stuff going on with my daughter and, you know, I just, it's like, maybe I'll wake up and I'll be in heaven tomorrow or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
it is discouraging. But he is using that to refine us, though. He is. So just try to be as upright as you can within your heart before
mm-hmm.
the Lord and to be loving to your daughter and as best you can for her to receive it, you know, and even honor, you know, when we honor someone, that is an act of love as well, you know. So, yeah. So however you can do that and ask the Lord, how can I show love to her or support to her? And, or, you know, if you need to ask for forgiveness, you know, whatever it might be. I don't know that you do. I'm not saying that you do. But whatever it might be, just move forward with humility. Like, even if it seems unfair or unjust, but whatever he puts on your heart, you know, just ask, you know, that's the right thing. That's the right seed and the right watering and whatever he gives mm-hmm. you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyways, well, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you for ministering to me, Deborah, and God bless you, and I hope you have a nice rest of the week.
Thank you. Likewise. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Excuse me. Okay, caller 847-239. Good evening. This is Deborah. Who am I speaking to?
Stephanie from Illinois.
Hi, Stephanie. Excuse me. Thank you, Father, for Stephanie. Lord, we just pray for her and lift her up to you, Lord. My throat. We thank you, Father. I just see it like a strong tower, you know, where it talks about like the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and he's my refuge. And you run into it and you are safe. Let me just see exactly how that goes. Excuse me. I have this in the Amplified open, but it says in Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. High above evil and strong. Wow. That's cool. We were talking about strength, being strengthened this evening. So that's cool. So we thank you, Father, for your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Stephanie to be right standing with you, Lord, under your righteousness, God, and under your help and your hand, God, and your guidance, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that she will run unto the strong tower, God, and be safe, God, and in the high place, God, that she would be above evil and be strong, God. She would be strong in you, God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for even your word says to be strong and courageous, to fear not and be to be strong and courageous. We thank you, Lord, for this place that she has, Lord, this very specific place that she can run to you and that she has, and that you are her high tower, God, and her strong tower, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are mighty and fortress, God, and majestic and mighty even in power, God, to rule and reign over her enemies, Lord, and to lift her up, Lord, and to keep her safe and preserved, Lord, in your care, Father. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, even since we've seen the enemy like going to and fro, but the enemy doesn't even ever really look up, you know, he just goes to and fro looking. You know, looking, but he's not looking up. The enemy is not looking up. He's just going to and fro. And as you're in this strong tower, you know, it is, you're lost out of the sight of the enemy. And keyword for that. And the just even the dismantling of the ways of the enemy and the schemes of the enemy and the path, like the trail, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for Stephanie, God. Lord, and where you have her, Lord. And I thank you, Father, just if there be anything more, Lord, that you would speak into this tower, God. I just ask, Lord, that you would show me, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay, yeah, I'm not really seeing anything more than that. So, praise the Lord. So that was 10. So, yep, that's what I got. How are you doing this evening?
I've been good. For me, it just feels like mentally I feel oppressed by the enemy, and it feels like it's been like for a long time, and I like want it to be over with me to like overcome it.
Uh huh. Yeah. Okay, so I was reading from Ephesians 3 earlier and about just this revelation that came through how everything that's written in Ephesians 14 through 20, but it talks about where Paul is telling us that it all flows out of the riches of his glory. And out of that, the Lord gives us strength. And from the strength, from that strength, it gives us, it contributes to the power within us. So it talks about, so out of his, in verse 16, out of his glorious riches, may be strengthened you with power through his spirit in your inner being. And the revelation was that the strength, we need to ask for the strengthening of the Lord that he supplies for us. To participate in the depths of the love of God that he has for us and in the power that God has for us. So it's not, this is like a strategic prayer Paul was revealing to us. So I was just encouraging everyone, including myself, to be praying for the Lord to strengthen us in all those areas in our life. So I'm just going to pray that over you now. Father, we just release this word to you, We release this word to Stephanie this evening, Father God, and our listeners, Lord, and we ask, Lord, that you would strengthen her, God, strengthen her by the power of your might, God. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your care, Lord, and that the word of the Lord that came forth from Paul, God, was a... he was inspired by the Holy Spirit, God, and by revelation, Lord. We ask that you would keep enlightening our hearts, Lord, for what it means, Lord, but we would be participants in that, God. So we come into agreement with your word over Stephanie, God, and that every other ailment, Lord, and place of the enemy would be dissolved, God. And we thank you, Lord, even in this Proverbs 18 said, that she is kept above the enemy, God. So we thank you for that, God, that you would even strengthen her as she moves about her day and her week, Lord, and through her family in Jesus' name. And God, we ask that you would sing songs of deliverance, Lord, that you would put your wisdom, Lord, in her heart, God, for it is for, within that verse as well, for, sorry, I got blog talk talking to me in one ear, that your wisdom, God, would reveal the agenda of grace in her life, God, and that she, that you would just sing songs of deliverance over her, God, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord, just for putting those things in alignment and adjusting them and just recreating the proper structure, God, spiritual alignments, God, over this word of God in Ephesians 14 through 20 for her, God. I thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we just renounce the work of the enemy, Lord, over her life, God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, just strengthen her like a fabric, God. Strengthen the fabric of her life, God. And even the word talks about in her personality, God, you know, that we would know him so intimately and so closely in our even within our personality would be a strengthening and the power in her inner man and knowing you, God, and expounding on your love to her. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for that force. That force on earth, Lord, is your love, Father, and we ask for it to be abounding and expounding in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, a lot of times what the enemy is after is, he has all these different tactics, and then we begin to see, like, the pattern and how he tries to affect our lives and what he's doing, and he's not very clever, and, like, he always gives himself up. Like, you know, like if you were playing hide and seek with someone and then they go, oh, I'm over here, or they make a noise, or like his strategy is he gives himself up because he's so, like, conceited, I guess, you know? And so when his ways are revealed, we can actually gain an understanding into that and how to interpret it. And, you know, like if he's aware of a weakness that we have, you know, or a, like strategically when he's exposed, when he's exposed, when the light is shed on that, his power and the source of it is diminished. And we can, again, we can see, we can learn strategically how he works in our life so that we can resist him quicker. And how we can apply the truth and really learn from God and his revelation and what he's speaking. And, oh my gosh, there was something else when I began to say this that I wanted to say to you. That is, because what we learn is, my goodness, I can't believe I lost my train of thought, is when he is exposed like that, that his tactics are, you know, they're minimal. Oh my goodness. I know, because I know as soon as I hang up, I'll be like, oh my gosh, that was that. And how can I tell her? So, we can learn for the next time, you know, so strategically it actually helps us because the Lord has something in his word that we can actually pray over that. And to actually dissolve its effectiveness, you know, whether it's decreeing, whether it's praying, whether it is deliverance, you know, whether it is, you know, a supply through the blood, the blood that Jesus had, a word that the Lord spoke, you know, but it actually causes us to rise up within our faith. This is what I was going to say. So it actually strengthens us even in our faith, because what the enemy is attacking, this is what I want to say, wow, I guess the enemy does not want this exposed, but what he is attacking mainly is our faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And our enemy was thrown out of heaven, you know, never to return again. And his only tactic is to be a counterfeit. He's already only a counterfeit to what God has already created. You know, so it's a false, there's a falsehood, like the smoke and mirrors, you know, and there's a falseness to it, except he can bring, he uses fear, he uses intimidation, and he uses like the cohorts to work alongside of him, you know. But all of it is to so that your faith is not active. But we do have an active role when the enemy is to discover and to have him be exposed, you know, that the light dispels darkness. And sometimes, I mean, I've heard a pastor say before in the middle of the night when he's dealing with anything, and sometimes he'll say, I've heard this pastor say this to the enemy, expose yourself. Like, you know, like, who are you? Where are you? Where are you coming from? Expose yourself, meaning, oh, this is fear. This is what, even if it has a name, or where's it coming from? Like, did somebody pray something? Was it because he ministered somewhere else and this thing trailed him, you know? But I've heard him say, expose yourself, like, to the enemy, because light exposes. So we have that power. And that's why sometimes when we walk into stuff, it's like all of a sudden it looks like it's manifesting or there's a reaction, you know? And it's because we're reaching actually atmospheres first, and then we can see it in the natural, you know. And that's why it's important when you use your words and the word of God, and when the word of the Lord comes to you, that you speak that forth, because you are breaking forth through atmospheres. And it's got to break the atmosphere first, and then you'll see it take place in the natural. So the same is true in reverse, right? So when you're speaking forth the word of God, and it says the word is powerful, sharper and powerful than any two-edged sword, right? And dividing bone and marrow, it says it annihilates. What it's saying is it annihilates the enemy. So the word of the Lord can actually, that's how powerful it is. Powerful and effective. It annihilates the enemy. And that's, the enemy doesn't want us, you know, he wants us to remain ignorant to what that word is. But you want to ask the Holy Spirit for that fresh word, and to even pray into that, and to speak it forth when you're praying it, because you're decreeing it and you're breaking forth the atmosphere to go in fragments, you know, and to annihilate him. So I hope that makes sense to you, but he really is trying to, like, lasso your faith and even siphon it and take whatever he can from your faith, because that's all he has, because Jesus has already made a public spectacle of our enemy. And the word of God says that, you know, that through the blood and the power of the cross, he made a public spectacle of the enemy. So he really doesn't have any power. He doesn't have any force. He is mimicking a counterfeit. But he's trying to, the more that you act in faith, because you're dangerous. You are dangerous to your enemy. So he wants to lock you in, you know, and he wants to lasso you and, you know, lock you in so that you don't take steps of faith, you don't do acts of service in faith, and, you know, reaching other people, including, you know, starting in your own household, and bringing other people to the faith and the call on your life, you know, and the things that, you know, I would start praying, Stephanie, even the things that the Lord's declared over you, that you've heard prophesied over you here on PGN, you know, just Tuesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, whatever night you call, and begin declaring, you know, those words that the Lord has spoken over you and the promises that the Lord has given you directly, that the Lord would begin to start moving in those areas. When I come into agreement, this is what the Lord said. This is what he's spoken. I'm believing you at your word, Lord. You know, and that's faith in action. I'm believing you at your word. You know, if you say you put your, you know, that the word of the Lord will be in the mouth of my descendants, and you promised me that God, that you would place that in their words, strengthen them, you know, so that they can experience your love, God, in a way that is real, that is right, it is just, you know. And even that word you hear tonight, hide me in the strong tower, God, hide me, take me to this place, and just begin asking him and activating the word of the Lord and praying that, and you'll begin to see things shift and move, or he'll reveal how you are to move about in his word, or what you're to pray, or, you know, and there might be even something like, hey, I've never seen anyone do this before. I've never heard anyone say this before, but I just felt this prompting to do this, you know, or to say this. And that's the Holy Spirit leading you to victory. He is triumphant. Thanks be it unto Christ who causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Well, thanks be it unto God who causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. He is always leading us to victory and to solutions and to triumph. That's how he leads us. That encourages you. And I think there was some equipping in there for you too. Yeah. So praise the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really powerful.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling and joining us. Really, it's a privilege. And I'll be praying for you this week too. So.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night. Okay, thank you everyone for joining us. God bless you. Shalom. Till next time.